There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Modularity. Beyond belief. Doesn't matter what you want it to look like, they can make it happen. All three of their types of holsters, by the way, they can do that too, the SOC, the XST, the OSH. Anywhere you want to put it, they have an attachment for you. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Last week, we had the founder of Robar on, and Mr. Barkman doesn't necessarily want to talk about his company. But I find that a necessary thing sometimes with a sponsor to talk about their company and what they do just so that, you know, I can get you guys to take a look at them. So today, instead of having Robbie on, I'm joined today by Freddie Blish. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Now, you know, I don't know. I mean, does Robbie just leave all the technical stuff to you now? Is that what it is?
I wish that were true, but unfortunately, Rob, you're still the expert at much of this. But no, I run all of the day-to-day operations as a general manager, and I think I know just enough about what we're doing here to be dangerous and to keep my staff busy cleaning up my messes.
There you go. Okay. So, first of all, before we get into the guns that you're doing that I'm going to be able to demonstrate and do some things with, when we talk about taking a gun and reworking it, now I know a lot of people that, first of all, they don't think that's necessarily a great idea. They think that's, if you get out there and you carry a gun that has been reworked, they're going to label you as a mad dog killer, although according to legal people I speak to, they do that anyway. What is the value to somebody that wants to carry a gun to defend themselves, getting that particular gun reworked to where it is the proficiency and the polish of the gun itself, that the tool becomes that much more proficient? Does it help the shooter with that particular firearm?
Well, at the end of the day, it's always the Indian and not necessarily arrow.
Right.
Taking a firearm that, good example, we do a lot of Glock work. What I like to say is that we take the perfect pistol and make it better. There are some ergonomic issues that Glock has for American shooters anyways, whether the frame is too big or it doesn't fit their hand right or the grip angle. If you grew up on a 1911, now you go to a Glock, you notice the grip angle is significantly different. Well, we can take that frame, we can remold it, if you will, so that it will fit the shooter's hand, or we change the grip angle so that, if you have a 1911 and you go, you want to shoot your 1911 and shoot a Glock where, there's not this big disparity in grip angles. You're a shooter, you're wanting to use a pistol for defense, you want to make some improvements to that firearm, whether to make it more reliable in its feeding, in its cycle of operation, that it helps you shoot more accurately. I don't think that any of those things are a detriment to someone wanting to be able to improve that firearm. And nor would, I'm not a lawyer, didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but, the fact that you're able to shoot more accurately so you can place your shots where you need them to stop the threat, all of those are good things.
Now, one of the things I noticed about Robar that I don't, there's lots of companies that go out there and they'll rework your polygun, or they will rework your steel gun. You rework both.
That's absolutely correct. We are probably the largest custom gun shop in the country. We do, we build custom precision rifles with half minute bank guarantee. We build our own line of firearms, both 1911s, the polymer ARs. We've been building precision rifles for, decades. Matter of fact, the first 50 caliber precision rifle that the Marine Corps bought, and it's still in use by the Coast Guard, was a Robar RC-50. So, we're very, very, very diverse in a lot of the things we do. We're very proud of the heritage that we have.
You even do work. Now, I don't see very many people, and for some reason, they seem to have developed the Mutt or bought the company that builds the Mutt, but not many people do very much with Springfield XDs, and you guys actually do a lot of work on Springfield XDs.
We absolutely do, and there's one of the things that we do is a trigger job on the XDs that definitely improves their trigger dramatically. The XD is a good pistol when it's turned on the axis, it's trigger, but we're able to improve that.
Now, is it fair to characterize these guns as being overbuilt? I mean, obviously what anybody does or attempts to do is they try to take the gun and amplify the attributes of the gun. So when you're amplifying the attributes of the gun, is that in fact overbuilding it, or have you taken it beyond where it needs to be for the average Joe?
Not really, because as a custom shop, we'll make the modifications that the customer desires. We'll give them our recommendations, and then based on their needs, their requirements, based on their experiences, then they'll tell us how they would like a particular firearm improved or modified, enhanced, and so that. When we do that, rarely do we, go overboard. Now, on occasions, we have had that happen. For whatever reason, the customer wants a firearm in a particular way because, maybe you saw it in a movie or something, and while we don't really see the practicality in it, he is a customer or she is a customer at the end of the day, and we'll, modify the firearm to what they want as long as it is not unsafe. If we believe that it's a safety issue, then we'll advise accordingly and tell them, well, we'll go to this point. But beyond that point, it's an unsafe modification, and we will not do it because, we also, recognize that we have a responsibility to not only the customer but also to the rest of the population.
The thing about these this is, I sort of look at this and, now I would imagine with the Robar, and you know what, we're going to run out of time before I get asked this question, so I'm not going to ask it.
Yeah.
Instead, we're going to talk our way out and talk about Robar like pros would do, okay? Like broadcast pros would do.
Yeah.
Robar guns, this is a collision of old world, old school, back in the days of Jeff Cooper type quality and craftsmanship with 21st century technology. You can get your Browning High Power worked over, or your car, or your KAHR car, or your revolver, if that's what your game is, or any of the more modern firearms, and you get them done by true craftsmen that are a credit to the gunsmith game. And you also get the benefit of the Robar quality and the finishes that come along with that kind of work. Check them out at robarguns.com. My guest this hour, Freddie Blish from Robar, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings us 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know. And he said Guns80.com is having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code, this is a holster I have carried now and run for 3 years. I've run it in various configurations, on the vest, off the vest, on my thigh, off my thigh, on my belt, small on my back, inside the waistband, it doesn't matter. It does it all. Same holster, too, by the way, just about. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from from Robar is Freddie Blish. Now, Freddie, you've got my Glock 19 there, and it's a very old Glock 19, which you've seen many of. And when I sent it to you, it was a carry gun that I liked to carry, and I'd had some stuff done to it, as you know. When I get it back, what am I getting? We're talking about, I think, the Trigun. So when you get a regular Glock 19 and it comes back to you as a Trigun, what is a Trigun carrier? What exactly is that?
Well, the Tri-Fit. What we're doing 40 built, we're going to reduce the front strap and, we're going to, texture the grip for you. Now, we don't take a hot iron and poke a bunch of holes in the frame like many of the fabricators out there do. We actually apply a texture to the grip. It's hand done. That texture not only provides you a good grip surface if the frame was wet or sweaty or, whatever the moisture might be on the frame, it still gives you a very good gripping surface, but yet it's not abrasive to the hand. And so that's kind of a unique thing that we here at Robar do. We're going to put a small beaver tail. We can add a small beaver tail onto the frame, which, in your case, you've got kind of bigger paws than the average human being. And so people with bigger paws, typically with a Glock, will find that they get bit by the slide as it's reciprocating. So by adding that small beaver tail, it allows those people with bigger paws to keep the web of their hand from riding up over the Glock's factory. It's not really a beaver tail, but over the back strap on the Glock frame. And we're going to do a high grip modification so we can relieve some material up underneath the trigger guard, allow your hand to get a little higher grip. Because the closer you can get the barrel of the firearm to parallel and near the same as your forearm or your wrist, the helps reduce the recoil. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to scallop around the magazine release so that you can get a good full depression on the magazine release when you're trying to do a speed reload. We're going to do some half moon cuts on the bottom of the frame, on the left and right hand side of the frame, basically about the half or the radius of a quarter. We're going to put these half moon cuts there. This is a modification that we got from Louis Auerbach. Robbie Barkman and Louis Auerbach, very close friends, and talked at gun sites together for decades. And Louis came to us, said, there's times where, especially the older Glock magazines, difficult, removing the magazine, but putting these half moon cuts there on the left and right side of the grip, you could reach, finger thumb and help strip it out. That's really good if, you have a malfunction, or the magazine, for whatever reason, is stuck in there. It gives you a lot more surface area on the magazine to grip and rip, out of the frame. Then the last thing we're doing on the frame is what you were talking about. It's a Tri-Fit system. This is a system that developed by the same company that we work with for our Polymer 15. It is a backstrap. We take the Gen 2, Gen 3 backstraps. We can remove that part of the backstrap. This system then slides in there. It comes with three, a small, medium, and large. You get three different back straps that allow you to modify the grip to fit your hand. So, if you prefer a 1911 grip angle or you have a smaller hand, a small back strap works great. If you have or prefer the original Glock grip angle, then the medium back strap will work for you. Or if you have large hands or you prefer kind of a SIG style grip, then the large back strap works for you. So that's going to allow you as the owner to be able to modify the gun based on your needs. Or, say you're at the range and you've got, in your case, Bill, you've got big hands, and you want to have a child or a friend with very small hands shoot your pistol. All you got to do is, remove the, back strap you're using, put the small one in, and everybody's happy. And some of the other things we're going to do, we're going to bullnose the front of your slide, so it'll aid when you're, you know, reholstering, and it looks more aesthetically pleasing. We're going to cut some forward caution situations on your slide, and we're going to then re-metal finish the the slide after that with our matte black row guard. The thing that what's going to be really interesting for you, and I think you're going to appreciate, the listeners are going to appreciate, is we are going to rework that Glock trigger. One of the things that we have, we've done, and we've made some improvements to Glock trigger operations that we've done in the past. We were out there, we noticed that there's a lot of aftermarket Glock trigger parts, and many of them don't work as advertised. However, we're able to take the factory Glock parts, do a little bit of improvement to them, NP3 them, and basically give you a trigger with a trigger pull that has been reduced by anywhere between a pound and a pound and a half, and we remove all of the creep, any of the crunchiness, and you are going to truly, truly appreciate that. We're going to begin selling these trigger packs. We take Glock factory parts, do all these modifications to them, sell them for $150, and a customer can take buy that trigger pack, drop it in their own Glock, or they can take their Glock trigger parts, the trigger housing, everything, send it to us, and we can do that same work on their parts for $60. So that's something we're going to be offering, but we actually have just started offering it. We'll have it on our website very shortly, and I think many of your customers are going to truly appreciate that feature.
Oh, many of my listeners might. Your customers. My listeners,
that's right.
Anyway.
Your listeners, my customers.
There you go. Robar Guns, I mean, what can I tell you? I'm going to tell you a story when we get back and you tell me how this applies to Robbie. But yeah. Robar Guns, when we get back, we're going to talk about the shotgun they're reworking, which I don't know if they've ever reworked one of these before. We're going to talk about how much of a challenge this may be. I think it's a little different for them. My guest this hour from Robar Guns, Freddie Blish, on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings us 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. That is my favorite bump. Phil Collins. I can't talk like him. Not going to try. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code, I have this thing called I've tried to build, called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, which is, it's a nice little lunchbox with a big little, maybe a picnic-sized bag that I carry with me everywhere I go just to show the love. And then they went out and built a better system called the Contact Series. Check that out at tacticalholsters.com. Read my mind. My guest this hour from Robar Guns is Freddie Blish. Now, before I tell you my very entertaining story, Freddie, and find out if you think this compares to Robbie there. Now, most people go out and buy a good shotgun like a Remington 880 or 870 or a Mossberg 500, and that's a pretty good platform. And then they'll take it and send it to a company like Robar Guns. And you, what's the term that you use for the treatment you do to a shotgun? Is it like the hammer of God or something like that?
Oh, it actually, and that's a terminology I actually stole from Rob Hout, whose own company, Castle Defense. But Rob Hout used to shoot for Beretta, Smith & Wesson. He's very good friends with Ken Hackathorn, and has trained a number of law enforcement, federal law enforcement agencies, with the use of the shotgun. Rob Hout calls it the hammer of God. And it is a great, I think, term for the shotgun. Shotgun is a great, great tool, but it is a thinking man's tool, contrary to much popular opinion.
the Now, most people would send you an 870. I challenged you with an 887. And here's the thing about the 887. The 887, even the steel parts are covered in some sort of a polymer covering. Is that?
That's right.
But the ergonomically, while it's pleasing, when you pull it out of the box, that's as far as it can go. That's as far as you can take it if you don't do some things to it, if you don't modify it in a certain way. And I don't like it, and I can't get rid of it because that's one of the reasons they're so cheap. It's a natural pointer. It's a very lightweight shotgun, very comfortable to shoulder. It's just you can't do anything else with it. What kind of hammering is this going to be a claw hammer or a ball peen hammer or a sledgehammer? Or what kind of, is this going to be Thor's hammer? Well, I mean, what have you guys been able to come up with looking at that oddball?
Well, unfortunately, it is not going to be Thor's hammer. there's only so much that we can do. It's funny. That was the first 887 that we've had come in the shop.
Right.
It has some ergonomic issues, so to speak. I guess to make it more aesthetically pleasing, they've got some angled wings and different things on the forend. For the listeners, just for if they're not familiar with the 887, they steal or use a lot of parts and operation or mechanism that you would be familiar with on an 870. So it's a slide action shotgun. And on the forend, I guess to make it some kind of ergonomic pleasing look, I mean, it's got this kind of angled forend and has these wings that when it slides to the rear kind of cover the trigger guard. I think as you found, Bill, and I found it, those are a hazard to someone's fingers and hands and stuff.
Well, so, the slide release, the pump release, if you get it where it feels good to push it and then run that back, well, you just amputated your index finger with it.
That's exactly right. You articulated exactly what I wanted to say. And so we're going to remove those wings. We're going to take those off. We're going to apply our texture, of course, to that forend. And we're going to apply the Robar texture to the grip on the stock. We're going to repair the stock, which I think you told me your dog or somebody, was that you chewing on it or your dog that chewed on it?
That was my dog. I very rarely chew on polymer gun stocks, only on certain occasions and only after, enough Pabst Blue Ribbon to make it worth my while.
And then we're going to NP3 the shotgun bolt and internals to really kind of improve its action. With the nickel PTFE or NP3, that Teflon that's suspended in the nickel matrix that we plate metal parts with, just really improves the smoothness, the efficiency of those action because it's self lubricating and also corrosion resistant. So, given all the polymer that you have on there and the bolt and where you live in South Carolina, you're going to be able to, drop it in the brackish water or in the ocean if you're so inclined and, not worry about it corroding or rusting on you.
Am I going to be able to put a side saddle on it? That was the other thing those wings made impossible. Am I going to be able to put a spare ammunition source on it like so many of these combat shotguns that you see that don't come with those fun wings? Because if you weren't shearing off your finger with the wings when you ran the pump, if you had spare ammo on the body of the shotgun where most people would mount it, you were going to shear it off.
Absolutely, we should be able to do that. We've just got to, because again, it mimics a lot of the 870 as long as the holes for the side saddle line up. We can do that. Or what we can do, ideally, if I can, we'll put a Vancomp DSAC on there, which is really nice. It's a nice steel plate that's got Velcro on it. You attach it to the side of the shotgun, and then the shell holders are elastic loops with Velcro, so that way you just attach it to the side of the shotgun, and you can just carry spares. You just peel them, it's empty, you peel it off, and you attach a fresh one.
That'd be cool. That would be
yep,
cool.
Yep.
That's, you know, that's the shotgun itself. I mean, have you picked it up and hefted it? It's lightweight. Yep. It points real natural. It's got that nice rib on the top of it. I mean,
yeah. You can attach, you know, it's got a polymer, you know, M1913 fixed any rail. So you can put like an aimpoint micro on there, which would be ideal on that shotgun. You know, we're gonna put a VanComp overhead or oversized tactical, you know, dome head safety on there for you as well. So when you get it back, it will feel and run like a new gun.
See, when everything comes back, I'm not going to shoot anything. Well, with the possible exception of the gun, we're going to talk if we have time. We'll talk. No, we're going to talk about the poly, but. This is the gun I want to shoot first, is the shotgun, because this is the gun that I bought, and I was, I mean, I should know better, and I looked at it, and I said, look how pretty that is, and I bought it, and actually, I traded a Mossberg 590 on it.
Oh, he saw you coming.
Yeah, he did, and, and he was very composed about it, too. He wasn't jumping up, of course, I'll do it, you know, so... And since then, he's never had another. He's never tried to sell another.
Yep.
Of course, he sold the 590 a lot quicker than he sold that 887. But anyway, I'm looking forward to this gun getting back. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Poly AR, which is something they're building for me. That is a rethinking and a reimagination of the AR platform to a degree. My guest this hour from Robar Guns is Freddie Blish on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplained. unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, Contact Series DC-3, the Scorpion line. All well worth you looking at it. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour is Freddie Blish of Robar Guns. The thing about Freddie that nobody knows is he's a really dangerous guy. He changed his name to Freddie to sound more innocuous. But anyway, that's all beside the point. Before we get into the poly AR thing that I want to talk about, I've been wondering about Robbie. I used to know a very elderly gunsmith who has since passed away named Enrique Borghese here locally. He was Portuguese. This guy came from the Cooper era, and I mean, he turned out some beautiful, beautiful guns. And I mean, are we ever going to see that type of gunsmith, that type of craftsmanship again? Is it getting passed on to this generation coming up?
Oh, absolutely. There's some great gunsmiths out there, and they have gunsmiths working for them that are learning from the masters, so to speak, and that they'll at some point, I'm sure, they'll go out on their own, and you'll still see that old world craftsmanship. The gunsmiths that we have here in the shop are evolving into that, and we get Bill Lawford at Cylinder and Slide, who he has a stable of really good, 1911 and Browning high power and revolver gunsmiths. But he also goes on the road and teaches, 5-day classes in regards to, building 1911s. Now, taking a 5-day class doesn't mean you're ever going to be to the level of proficiency of, say, Bill Lawfridge or, Robbie Barkman or some of the others that are out there. It is a catalyst, if you will, for, some of those folks to, who want to, look at doing that, get started. Now, having said that, don't pretend to think that you're going to become a gunsmith and make $1 million. You can make a living doing it, but you're not going to become filthy rich being a gunsmith either.
Really?
if you look at the guys like Wayne Novak, Bill Wilson, others, they make the money in parts. They don't make it because, you know, everybody thinks, wow, they charge so much money for a gun and they're making a killing doing it.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know.
There's
that.
A lot of money in the parts to build those guns, and a lot of man hours in building those guns, and the amount of profit that they actually make on the guns, us included, is much, much smaller than many people probably think.
In fact, those that only specialize in guns eventually have to go to parts, because, I mean, like, you look at Mark Krebs versus Rifle Dynamics, and,
yes. You
know, Krebs makes parts that Rifle Dynamics uses, and I think now Jim Fuller is trying to get into parts because Krebs, you know, he does sell lots of guns, but he sells, I don't know in what order of magnitude more parts they sell, but, I mean, mm-hmm. It's got to be astronomical. So, yeah, I see that. I see that thing happening with everybody. So the Poly AR, now this is a 5-pound AR-15, right? And I mean, it's polymer upper and lower. When I say upper, I'm not talking about the barrel, the rail, or anything else. I'm just talking about the actual physical upper, the bolt sits in.
That's correct. Yeah, we have a 21st century polymer. It's three times stronger than the Glock polymer. Its melt point is twice as high. It has a lot of other composite material that's in the polymer that gives it not only its strength, but its, you know, temperature resistance, et cetera. This polymer upper and lower is quickly proving itself not only to aid in the reliability of a direct gas impingement AR, but we're able to also demonstrate that it can maintain sub-minute of angle accuracy. We've got several law enforcement agencies, to include federal law enforcement agencies, that are testing it extensively. Not like, oh, I gave it to, you know, Agent Joe Smith from, you know, whatever federal law enforcement agency, and he's personally testing it, so I can say that. No, I'm talking, actually, these are official tests where they are being tested, and they're actually being very, I should say, I guess the best way to describe, pleasantly surprised in its reliability, durability, and its accuracy.
Yeah.
So we're moving forward. Like I said, I just had one law enforcement agency yesterday pick up three of them that they bought. And I have another law enforcement agency that's been testing it extensively for several weeks. So they are definitely looking for lighter carbines. Whether it's for their tactical teams or, in many cases, for their patrol officers. You know, they've got smaller statured officers. The weight of the carbine, you know, plays a factor if they're having to, you know, use it, carry it for extended periods of time. Now with a 5-pound carbine, they are really excited about that. I mean, it is a big, big movement forward for them.
Well, I mean, and nobody's ever, when I was in the military, I don't know how much the M16s weighed. We had the 20-inch long, and we had a rifle, and it was the first generation, you know, and what do you weigh, 7 pounds?
Yeah, I know that the A2s weighed 7 pounds or just over 7 pounds. The A1s, I think, were 6.5, somewhere in that area.
When you run around with that all day long, like, I remember the guys that were hardcore infantry when they would test for the expert infantry badge and they had to do the long road march. They were out there strapping that thing to the back of their to the ruck behind them so they wouldn't have to carry it, and they could use their arms to help with their road march because it was, what, I guess, 10 miles and they had to do it next amount of time. So those ounces count, and to come out with a 5-pound AR-15 is sort of huge, isn't it? I mean, this is going to be the way things go going forward.
Absolutely. You know, we took, you know, with the M4 carbine, you know, something that weighed just a little over 6 pounds, and then when we started putting all the attachments on it, you know, it was approaching 8-9 pounds. You know, now with the polymer, you know, we have a saying in the military, you know, ounces are pounds are pain. And so, you know, when you add an ounce here, an ounce there, I mean, you know, eventually they become pounds. And, you know, when you're having to do long road marches, as you're saying, or you're operating at altitude, you know, anything above 6,000 feet, you feel it, and you feel it very quickly. So anywhere you can save weight, it's, you know, it's essential to do so. You might remember, you know, from the light infantry days, you know, the, you know, 7th ID, you know, too light to fight guys, that, you know, you know, travel light, freeze at night. So what we're trying to do is provide a subminimum angle, you know, carbine that weighs, you know, 5 pounds, that is durable, you know, can take the abuse that, you know, a, you know, 6.5-7 pound, you know, carbine is capable of taking, so that you're not giving anything up. You know, there's rarely is there a free lunch, and, you know, we're doing our best to try to get where, you know, where when you're able to reduce the weight, but you're not losing anything at the same time.
Yeah, that, I mean, I've run some good guns that, you know, one of the things they try to do is they get out there and they want to try to mitigate the recoil on an AR-15, which is sort of interesting. And they'll add weight to the front end. They add weight to the front end.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can put muzzle devices that are sort of skeletalized on the end and mitigate some of that without adding any weight. But, I mean,
right.
Nowadays, you get out there and you're talking optics and all this other stuff, and then it starts to really add up. We're going to run out of time here. We will do this again very shortly. Freddie Blish, Robar Guns. Go check them out at robarguns.com. You'll be hearing from Tammy here soon from Robar Guns as soon as we get her to hook up with me. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Bill. You have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.
Right.
We will do it. As for you guys, we're going to do this again in 22 hours. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. Has been always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.